This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. Five-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
97.1 FM Talk.
On-demand audio.
Yeah, second stop in Cottleville this week. It's going to be a lot of fun. Come see us on Friday. And Brian Kilmeade is now just a week away from this Saturday on the 22nd. We'd love to see you at the factory. The team from 97.1 will be out there. And there are some tickets available. We still think it's going to be a sellout, but the VIP tickets are really fun. I want to mention that if you get the VIP tickets, they come with a pre-signed copy of Teddy and Booker T, How Two American Icons Blazed a Path for Racial Equality, which is Brian's latest book. Bob and Tammy Kershaw of the Retirement Advisory Group sponsoring the event. Again, VIP tickets at BrianKilmeade.com. So we did have, as I indicated, a little bit of news on Ukraine today with the ceasefire that has been agreed upon, but not by Putin. Francis Sempa is back with us. He's the author of Geopolitics from the Cold War to the 21st Century, writes a column for Real Clear Defense on a monthly basis. Francis, welcome back. How are you this afternoon?
Hello.
Hey, are you there?
Oh, yes, I am. There was some static. I couldn't hear you.
Yeah, it happens. It's probably on our end, and I apologize for that. But what would your reaction be before you get started here on just the news of the day that the ceasefire appears to be back in place, and they're kind of waiting to see what Putin's going to do in his response?
Yeah, I hope that is the case, because I think that's very important that we get that done so that we can face the real challenge, which is with China and the Indo-Pacific.
So let me ask a question, just something that popped into my head reading the intro, because your book is called From the Cold War to the 21st Century. There's a lot of people that have made some analogies to that period in the 80s with Reagan and the Cold War relating to this particular situation with Ukraine. I'm not a big fan of those analogies, but do they fit in your mind?
No, I don't think they do. I think the current Russia is not the same as the Soviet Union. It's not as strong as the Soviet Union. It's not as powerful as the Soviet Union. And it's not driven by this revolutionary ideology that wants to spread communism all over the world. It's a greatly reduced threat from what the Soviet Union was, yet some people, particularly the neoconservatives and a lot of writers at National Review, treat it as if the threat is just as great, and it's not.
Yeah, and I'm with you on that. And I guess, you know, I've tried to simplify this quite a bit for the audience, because sometimes I'm not a complicated man. For me, and I have regrets about supporting, you know, the Gulf War in the 2000s. There are things that we learned that probably lead us to believe that maybe we had different approaches back then. But in this particular situation, I guess I feel, first and foremost, Francis, that this war is not winnable. And if the war was winnable without U.S. troops, then I think maybe the situation and some of the arguments by the Never Trumpers, et cetera, might hold water. But I don't see this, and I don't think even military experts see this as winnable in the current situation, do they?
No, and I haven't heard anyone suggest realistically that this is a winnable war, that somehow Ukraine can defeat the Soviet Union and or rather Russia and kick you know, Russian troops out of the eastern provinces and Crimea. I think that's unrealistic. And I'm a firm believer in foreign policy realism. And I think we've been pouring resources down the drain with this notion that we're somehow going to achieve victory. And at the same time, we're doing that, and we are pushing Putin and the Russians closer and closer to China when we should be doing just the opposite.
Do you think, you know, the voices that you kind of cited, the National Review voices, some of the Never Trumpers, those still seem to dominate much of the news coverage? I mean, if you get talking heads, maybe not on Fox, but if they're going to put someone who, you know, might claim to be on the R side or a conservative on CNN or some of these other, you know, networks, they'd probably go to someone like that. But they keep making the same case that, I guess, and this is your point, Francis, that they've made in the past. And I think the analogies are so far off. The American people understand that resources have been, you know, flushed down the drain. Let me ask you about NATO involvement here, because the other thing, and Zelensky basically said this to Trump a couple of weeks ago, he's like, hey, you guys have this ocean in between you. You feel pretty safe right now, but, you know, this stuff could come around to you as well. That's sort of a paraphrase. That even seems like it's not realistic in the mind of Zelensky, you know, when it really comes to our relations with NATO and the countries over there.
That's exactly right. And look, if people want to trace the real origins of this war, in my view, they can trace it to NATO enlargement. They can trace it to a hubris that came about after our victory in the Cold War, a wonderful victory, where we defeated the Soviet Union. The Soviet Union collapsed. And at that time, NATO had, I believe, 15 or 16 members. With a reduced threat, we have now doubled the size of NATO and pushed it further and further and closer to Russia's border. If you want to discover what the origins of this conflict are, NATO enlargement is part of it. Don't get me wrong. I'm not excusing Putin's aggressiveness. I'm not saying that Russia doesn't have a history of expansion. They do. But the notion that after losing the Cold War, what we essentially did was pushed NATO into what great realist thinkers have said is really the Russian sphere of influence. The lands east of Germany and east of Poland, and the notion that and George W. Bush did this as president. He publicly invited Ukraine to join NATO. It wasn't just Putin. It was Gorbachev. It was Yeltsin. All of Russia's leaders would be opposed to that.
What is your opinion on what, let me kind of go back to the ceasefire and Putin right now. And, you know, I think, and this is absolutely fair, some people have said, look, it seems like you're giving all of the negotiating power to Putin. And what is he giving up here? What is the sacrifice for Putin? So what would you say along those lines, Francis?
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover, all for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code SHAVE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code SHAVE. Enjoy.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball.
Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on. 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.
Well, again, I think Putin. Listen, Putin is not in the best of position either.
No.
One of the things Putin I think realizes or should realize is that Russian governments have fallen when they are involved in indecisive wars. You look at the what happened in World War One. The Romanov dynasty fell because of that indecisive World War One and all the cost and the deaths and the destruction. So Putin is not immune to that. So I think he has every incentive to have a ceasefire. He launched this thinking that it was going to be a cakewalk. It hasn't been a cakewalk at all. Russians have been, the North Korean soldiers are fighting on the Russian side. They've had to import soldiers from North Korea. So he's in a position where he's got to give a little too. The question becomes, what are going to be the details of that? Are we going to insist that he give up Crimea, for instance, which I think is unrealistic? Are we going to insist that he give up any of the lands where Russian troops are now? Maybe there's some room for some negotiation there. But I think there are two red lines that can't be crossed. A, I don't think we can insist that he gives up Crimea. And I don't think I think we need to agree that Ukraine is not going to be part of NATO, because any Russian leader is going to oppose that.
But as you indicated in the piece, I mean, the narrative is that if Putin holds Crimea and some other provinces, that he'll take all of Ukraine, then he's going to go to Poland, and then he's going to come across the ocean for us. I mean, that's part of the narrative that's out there.
It is the narrative, I think it's a ludicrous narrative. The notion that, you know, we have to, you know, and you know where this I've written another piece, and I don't know when it's going to be published, that what all of these people who are what I call part of the war party, what they resort to is the Munich analogy. You know, every conflict, every war, whether it's the Iraq war, whether it's the global war on terror, or whether it's the Ukraine war, we're reliving what happened to Czechoslovakia in 1938. They bring up that Munich analogy again and again and again, and it's being overused. It was overused. It helped create the debacle in Vietnam. It helped create the debacle of the endless wars in Iraq and Afghanistan. And right now it is fueling part of this unnecessary war in Ukraine.
You know, I could not agree with you more, Francis. I really couldn't. And, you know, on the fighting front, I've mentioned this a couple of times. I'm watching this documentary on Apple TV Plus about the Vietnam War, and I can't help but draw the parallels to what, you know, these young kids in Ukraine and Russia are going through right now. And it's just horrifying. And I always recommend, by the way, and I'll do it right here, and I don't know how many people listen to me, but there is a great movie documentary. It was out from 20 years ago called Why We Fight. And it's essentially, you know, framed around Dwight Eisenhower's speech about the military industrial complex. And, you know, it gives you a different perspective, I think, on why we fight, you know, why we go to war. And obviously, and I've said this and I've admitted this before, St. Louis benefits. You know, we have Boeing, we have military contracts that come through. There's a lot of places in this country that benefit from all this. But then we don't really boil down to the real reason that we should be in these, you know, situations. And I think the American people are exhausted by it. I think that's what we learned here in the past couple of years.
I agree with that. And I think that's one of the reasons why Donald Trump won the election in 2024, yeah. Because Donald Trump was talking about getting out of these endless wars and not getting involved where we don't have to be involved. He appears to me to be a realist, whether it's by study or whether it's by historical knowledge or whether it's just by gut instinct from his time in the business world. But he does not want to waste American resources and lives for sentimental abstractions. He seems to be focused on concrete American interest, and that's where he should be focused.
Absolutely. Francis Sempa, great stuff. I appreciate coming on here in St. Louis on 97.1 FM Talk.
Thank you.
Thank you. So, and he's right about all that. And the column, I look forward to the next column, because I think there is, exhaustion here. And the cases that those who favor the military-industrial complex are making are not, they're falling flat. They're not working right now. We're coming back with more.
Get more at 97.1talk.com.